that make sense anymore. Only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out into the day to gaze at Brad. Only kindness that raises its head from the crowd. With you everywhere.
Like a shadow or a friend.
Plus d'un an qu'on le mentionne, et que de toute façon vous le savez probablement déjà, on a décidé de ne pas vous le dire. Donc, on ne vous redira pas que pour se protéger de la COVID-19, il faut se laver les... On ne répétera pas encore une fois qu'il faut porter un... Et surtout, qu'il faut garder nos... avec les autres. Vous le savez, c'est la meilleure façon de combattre le virus, même lorsqu'on est vacciné. On continue de se protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Attention McGill undergraduate students. Referendum is upon us. Exercise your right to vote on questions that matter to you and your campus experience. Vote in the fall referendum period from Monday, November 8th to Friday, November 12th. Look for your ballot in your McGill student email between November 8th to 12th. Let's rock the vote.
One of North America's foremost documentary film festivals will take place.
Montreal International Documentary Festival.
RIDM.
A 24th edition that's more socially engaged and unifying than ever.
The program includes this year's 100 best documentaries.
Screening from November 10th to the 21st in Montreal theaters.
Also available online from November 14th to the 25th all across Canada.
Come to the Cinémathèque Québécoise, where all stories meet.
Discover the complete program at RIDM.ca.
Thank you. is 10:30 p.m. You're listening to Low Signal.
Thank you. Thank you. atomic, isn't it? Philosophy itself is a meditation, preparation for death and fate. Montaigne says the philosophizer is to learn how to die. Seneca says he or she who learns how to die unlearns slavery. Because art, by day, a deep education, not cheap schooling, deep education is about a critical self-examination of that which is inside of us that needs to die. The fears, the cowardice, the complacency, the conformity, the assumptions and the presuppositions, the prejudices and prejudgments that we have that need to go. James Brown called it, give it up, turn it loose. It needs to go. Just like falling in love. Fall in love with somebody, something has died in you. Ann Carson understands this well in her classic. Something's died in you. The egoism, the fear, the narcissism. I know a lot of people don't undergo full-fledged death, but it's an effort because you're now entangled with a new self, and that new self means you have been transformed. And lo and behold, you walk around with a smile on your face, feeling good before Sappho's bittersweet hits you. That's part of love too, isn't it? Bittersweet hasn't hit you, it's just sentimental. We're not gonna go into that, though. But connection, learning how to die, and the saddest feature of our moment, with regard to the voice's first question, is that so many young brothers and sisters of the younger generation find themselves so far removed from the best of their past, far removed from what has gone, the best that has gone into shaping and molding them, that all they have relation is market forces, market forces, market forces. Stimulation, titillation. A hungry for care and nurture, hungry for something deeper. That's what the spiritual and moral awakening among young people in the last 5 or 10 years is all about. The hunger for what Asher and Simpson called the real thing. And what is the Dion Zekin? What is the real thing? Well, it's something that is dynamic. You never get your hands on it. It's intangible, but it has everything to do with the ways in which love, the ways in which justice in motion generate hope, generate encouragement, generate a certain sense of enthusiasm for what is to come, anticipation of the not yet, rooted in the ugly what is. Ernst Bloch and others talked about it in the classic on philosophy of hope, the volume on philosophy of hope. That's what Du Bois has in mind with integrity. Our young people these days, more and more, I spend a lot of time, in fact, I've shifted most of my lectures now to quote prisons and high schools.